Back in the 80s, Hall & Oates warned that private eyes were watching us. You know, they see our every move. The Guy Noirs of the world are still out there, but today what's watching and listening to us are closer to home. And by that, I mean they're actually inside our homes. Our technology, with their cameras and microphones, are electronically paying attention to us. Earlier this month, TV maker Vizio was fined more than $2 million over allegations it monitored what its customers were watching without those customers' permission. So are we being spied on in our own homes? To answer that and other questions, I'm joined by Tim Moynihan. He's a writer for Wired Magazine. And Tim, how many of our gadgets are paying attention to what we're doing and saying? How closely are we being watched by our technology?
Well, I would say, you know, across the board, anything with a web connection, you know, from your phone to your laptop to, you know, this new wave of voice assistant devices like the Amazon Echo and Google Home, they're all in some way capturing information about you. And so each of them alone might not sort of, you know, raise privacy issues with a person in general. But the combination of all those things can really sort of paint a picture that starts to get a little bit concerning.
Do all of those devices talk to each other? I mean, if I say something to an Alexa in my kitchen, does that somehow communicate with my smartphone, you know, on the bedside table?
Well, what's happening with those devices, the voice assistant devices, is that it's listening for a word for you to sort of wake it up. And what that does is that's the same thing as sort of pushing a physical button that says, okay, record what I'm about to say. And then when you ask it a question, say, you know, what's the weather, or to play a specific song, that part is recorded and sent to Amazon or Google's servers, where it's sort of processed, and then it sends back a voice response to you. So there's very little processing done on these devices themselves.
Yeah, what does a company like Google or Amazon or anyone else do with those requests, with those voice commands that you're giving them?
Well, up front, what they're saying is that data is helping to sort of personalize what you get in response. So like over time, it'll learn that if you ask it to play a video, it'll learn which device to play it on. So on the surface, it's sort of things that will help these systems get to know you over time. The bigger issue is that when you are doing this and it is being, you know, captured and sent to their servers, that resides on their servers until you decide to delete it. So that in an idea is kind of concerning, but when you actually listen to them, it's a little bit less concerning because it's literally, you know, 5 seconds clips of you asking for a specific song or what the weather is and that kind of thing. But I think the concern over time is that, you know, what down the line will be done with this data, whether, you know, it's being collected to sort of push the next generation of advertising or personalization on websites, and whether they're sharing, you know, this data with their other components.
Yeah, is there a concern that this information could, I guess, not necessarily get into, you know, bad people's hands, but just the hands of people that you would rather it not be in?
Well, that's the part I think that is the least concerning in terms of how these devices are built. Amazon and Google both have a pretty good track record with security. Is it possible? Yes, it's probably possible. We're talking about, according to, you know, security researchers that I've talked to, we're talking about like a very large sort of state-sponsored operation that would have a lot of money and a lot of knowledge and a lot of people working on, you know, trying to hack these systems.
It seems like we've come an awfully long way since Nanny Cam.
Yes, that's true. And I mean, it sort of raises eyebrows when you know that, you know, the FBI director, James Comey, he even tapes up his laptop camera. I think people are, you know, people are concerned about that. There is a lot of, you know, dangerous activity going on online. And I think the added threat with these devices is there's no real physical interface, right? You can't see really, you know, on a screen what's happening with all the data that it's recording. So that's sort of like, oh, it's just sort of going into this black hole. And what is that black hole? So on both of these devices, there is like a physical microphone button on the back of them. So you can shut the microphone off physically. It's less convenient because you have to remember to turn it back on when you want it to start working again. But there are, you know, sort of small physical things you can do if you're really freaked out about the mics listening to you all the time.
Well, it seems like if you're that freaked out about the mic on one of these devices, maybe you just shouldn't have that device.
Yeah, and I mean that's something that you basically have to weigh. You know, I think a smartphone, which to be honest is capturing probably way more information about you through the apps and, you know, your location and all that sort of thing. These things are convenient to have in your home, but I don't think they're a mission critical part of your daily tech intake. They're nice to have. And I have one and I think it's convenient, but it's also something I don't use all the time. And I do shut off the mic if I feel like freaked out about anything.
Well, is this just sort of a trade-off that each individual consumer has to think about? You know, is it worth the convenience for whatever potentially might happen with this information that they're collecting from me, you know, throughout my day?
Yeah, I mean, it's always smart to sort of weigh that, to weigh, you know, is this more convenient or is this more worrying about my privacy? And, you know, I think it's something that sadly a lot of consumers are used to. If you, if you use a browser, if you use Facebook, you'll notice that, you know, you'll visit other websites and there'll be sort of things that you search for, things that you liked on Facebook will be sort of fed to you. So I think this is, you know, it's a gray area at this moment, and it's sort of unknown how all this data is going to be utilized.
Tim Moynihan is a reporter for Wired Magazine. Tim, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.